So then, I mean, of course, safety. Yeah, and of course, safety is obviously one of the big priorities that you have over there.
Hello, R&D Plastics. Ryan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Ryan. Is Rod available?
One more, please.
Thank you.
To improve your product development cycle, ask us when the next lunch and learn is at R&D Plastics.
This is Rod Roth. May I help you?
Hey, Rod. This is Russell from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Yeah, I know you're pretty busy over here, so I just need a quick 30 seconds. I'm actually just here to follow up. We do equipment financing and working capital here. I just wonder what you have going on that could use some funding.
Yeah, we don't have anything going on right now. And again, I'm no longer the right person to talk to. Charlie Oboski is now president of the company, and he would be the one to talk to because he handles that.
Oh, okay. You said Charlie Oboski?
Correct. O apostrophe B-O-S-K-Y.
Oh, okay. How long ago did he become president?
January 1st.
Got it. Okay. And so if I were to try and give Charlie another call, is he available at the moment, or should I try again maybe tomorrow?
He is out right now. He should be, let's see, what is it, 2:45? He should be back in about half an hour, I think, sometime around 3:15 our time.
Oh, okay. Then I might try and give him another call around that time. And I'm sure you're still pretty in here, so you haven't had any talk around the office or anything about bringing on maybe any new equipment coming towards the end of the year?
No, we're set for this year and for the first quarter of next year. We have one small energy-saving piece of equipment, and that's already taken care of, already financed.
Oh, okay. Taking advantage of that 179?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, got it.
We haven't put together the capital expenditures budget for next year, so it's going to depend on, in our business, it depends on what happens in the first quarter, what you do in about the third quarter, because we don't know how all of our customers are going to react, and given the presidential election and other things going on, I don't know. I'm not totally certain what will happen. So.
Yeah, I know. A lot of our clientele here has been saying the same thing for the past, 2 months here. We've been getting a lot of talk of, okay, give me a call after, the election and this and that. And I'm interested to see the actual effects on that and, where people decide to take their business because of it.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. And if I did, I would write a book.
Yeah, I know, right? Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
All right, well,
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. That's all you. You got the master's degree.
Yeah, I got a master's degree in political science, and it overturned everything that I knew, basically, in this election. It was really weird. So
really?
Been reading everything I could find to figure out exactly what happened, and I get a pretty good picture of it, I think, but still, it won't be until a couple of years to get all the data in. But,
yeah, it really was an interesting one. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, interesting is not just the only word I would apply to it.
I would have to absolutely agree with you on that one.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, the thing that I found kind of, the most interesting was especially coming towards the very end of it on, how far off the polls really were for expectation and what it actually turned out to be. That was,
They were off by the normal margins they've been off in the past three or four elections. It's just it was so close.
Mm.
That was the problem because the average of all the polls showed Clinton ahead by about 3%. The error margin is plus or minus 2.5 to 3.
Oh, okay.
So it was pretty much within the error margin. And there's been each poll is different. Some people average them to get kind of a sense.
Yeah.
The methodology, I read one long explanation by one of the pollsters about, methodology and things, and I don't totally understand some of their methodology because he wouldn't tell us exactly what they did. But they weight things based on past elections. So if you apply a certain weight to a certain data, like certain group of people, and try to determine who's going to turn out, there's a bunch of variables that can just throw you off by 2 or 3 percentage points quite easily.
Got it. So the expectation, who do you think that was based on, trying if demographics are going to vote one way or the other?
Yeah, I think, they based some things on turnout. Turnout was higher than expected among uneducated white males over 50. Over 40, and what I call the angry old white guys.
Yeah.
And the turnout among blacks and Hispanics was a little lower, high in certain states for Hispanics, but lower in others. And black turnout was disappointing in Michigan and was in places that Clinton lost, North Carolina, I think so, and Pennsylvania. So I think that hurt her because she isn't. She's the wrong color for him. I mean, I don't mean that in a negative or racial sense. I just mean I don't think she was as motivating to them as Obama was.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think
she didn't carry the same charisma.
Yeah, no, she didn't. Definitely not. And I'm so disappointed in her because I've always liked her. Yeah, I know she has faults. I don't disagree with that. But the alternative, I'm just, I guess my moral standards are too high, and I'm not that moral.
So what does that have to say about it, right?
Yeah, that's what scares me. Anyway, yeah, talk to Charlie, and he'll be able to respond better than I can right now.
Okay, absolutely. And just for future references, there may be a good email, whether it's yours or Charlie's, for me to just throw my contact information out there in case something does come up between, you know, that first and second quarter.
Yeah, it'd be Charlie O, and the Charlie is spelled I-E on the end, C-H-A-R-L-I-E-O, and it's at rdplast.com. It's rdplast.com.
Okay, great. Well, I'll send him over just a brief message with my personal contact info, and then I'll likely give him another call in about 30 minutes or so, and hopefully can get him on the phone.
Okay, great.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much for your help, Rod.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Have a great day.